Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The county elections office is still working on a final vote count, and they issued an update on two closely contested local races. In the Eureka City Council race between incumbent Linda Atkins and challenger Joe Bonino, Atkins has widened her lead in the 2nd District race to 328 votes after leading by just over 200 on election night. In the Ferndale Mayor's race, which ended in a dead heat on election night, Stuart Titus has opened a 6-vote lead over Ken Weller. It's a long shot that either Bonino or Weller will have enough votes to make up the deficit. The county coroner's office has officially released the identities of 3 people who drowned at Big Lagoon on Saturday. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the details.
54-year-old Mary Scott, 50-year-old Howard Colgin, and 16-year-old Gary Colgin all drowned after entering heavy surf chasing the family dog. The dog entered the water and 16-year-old Gregory went in after it, and he was followed by Howard and then Mary Scott. All 3 were overcome by the surf and drowned. The Coast Guard responded to the scene with a helicopter and 2 motor lifeboats, and they were able to recover Mary Scott's body after Howard Colgin's body had washed up on shore. The search for Gregory's was suspended, and his body has not been recovered. Anyone with information is asked to contact local law enforcement.
Thanks, Dan. It's still in the discussion phase, but Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg discusses the progress of the East-West Rail Line Feasibility Study. Sundberg says the idea is gaining momentum.
I think it is. It's, you know, do I know whether it's going to work or not? Or if I have no clue whatsoever. But the question posed to our board was, will you sign on to asking for a feasibility study? And will you send a representative to a group that's interested in this? They didn't ask us for any money. That was important because we don't have any money. But, you know, just the thought, what I think I said at the meeting was, this is a big enough deal if it did happen. And I don't know what the time frame is or anything like that. But if it did happen, it's a big enough deal that it could change the economics in Humboldt County. And someone trying to figure out if that's feasible and they're trying to use someone else's money to do it, I have a hard time saying no to that.
Sundberg is uncertain how long the process will take. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all 3. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
Reporter Dan Squire discusses the holiday shopping season. Here's Dan with more.
The Thanksgiving holiday is an easy one to understand. After all, the theme of the day is right there in the name, Thanksgiving. Local country therapist Lou Quimby talked about the holiday, the rise of Black Friday, and how it affects people's behavior.
Well, compulsive shopping is not unlike that. Looking for love or admiration or acceptance or comfort or peace or something. And a lot of people think they can throw money at it, spend and buy something, and they'll feel better. Or somebody else will feel better that they give it to.
Quimby went on to point out that shopping can be fun, gift giving can be fun, and receiving gifts is fun as well. But one thing we can do to make every day a little bit better is to say thank you.
In addition to being thankful on Thanksgiving, which is a nice focused day once a year with formal thanks and historical reasons, people should be thanking each other all the time, like every day. They should be thanking each other for the little things and the big things. We should include thank you with specification. Thank you for the little things and the big things we get, for the courtesies, the helpfulness, the comments.
Speaking of thanks, retailers across the country had another banner weekend reaping billions of dollars in sales.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.